Welcome to Shomar Shavah on the Daf. We're holding in Zevachim Daf Ein. The Gemara in Amud Bey says the Melika works by any bird, by any oif, including avazim v'tanegoylim, also geese and chicken. The Gemara later speaks about egla rufo and says that a goat is not like an egla rufo; it's not a calf. So it says Tosis, what's the difference? Because the egla is called beim agasim, a goat is called a beim adako. But by oifis, by birds, they're all the same. Doesn't matter. All birds, all oifis, considered to be the same thing. So that's why Melika works in both. Now the Rosh and Chulim, per Gimel Simen Aleph, speaks about the simonim that oifis have, and which parts do they have in their body, and says the Rosh that there's some birds, some oifis, that don't have a mor, they don't have a gallbladder. And he says, if you find a bird that doesn't have a gallbladder, it doesn't mean that it's treifa. Even though for some birds, if they're missing the maro, they're treifa. But there's different birds. Some birds have, some birds don't have. It's different than animals, says the Rosh. The all behemoth is min echot. Even behemoth dak or behemoth gas is all the same min. So therefore, when you find treifa by one, it's treifa by all. But by birds, it's different. So the Ein Yitzchok, Ritzchok Yochanan Inspector, in your Yerideh Simon base, says it seems that the Rosh is the exact opposite of our Gemara. Because our Gemara is saying that you could do Melika by avazim v'tanegoylim, by geese and chicken, and explains to Isis, because all oifis are the same. And the Rosh says the exact opposite. The oifis is not the same. Animals are more similar than oifis. So how will the Rosh explain our Gemara? So says the Ritzchok Yochanan Inspector, he says, the pshat is that the Rosh holds that the reason why geese and chicken, Melika works, it's not because they're the same kind as other birds, as Toyrin and Bnei Yoino, as doves and pigeons. But the reason is, based on Toysis and Chulin Daf Chobes and Mudbeis, the Toys brings a shita that in Bomo, meaning when there was no Beis HaMikdush and they were makiv on a Bomo, so all oifoy seksherim, every bird could be brought on the Bomo, even chicken. Even chicken could have brought on the Bama. And Beis HaMikdash could bring only Toyrin Bnei Yoino, only doves and pigeons. But in the Bama, you could have bring any bird, including a chicken, including geese. So says the Ein Yitzchok, the Rosh learns like this way. The Rosh learns that in Bama, you could have brought any bird. So mainly we find the Melika used to work by all the birds. So that's the Pshat HaGemara. The reason why Melika does work by geese and chicken, because it's not considered to be completely mufka from geese and chicken. It used to work by abamos, even though today, we're in Beis HaMikdash, where you could bring only pigeons and doves, but because you could have brought the geese and chicken in the bama, so Melika still works there to take away from the tumah. So the reason in our Gemara that we say the Melika takes tumah away from geese and chicken is not because they're the same kind like other birds, but because there used to be Melika there in the time of the bama. Toys is there in Chulin, the Chabez on the base, who brings it. He wants to say that maybe not. Maybe you couldn't bring geese and chicken to a Bama, only in the time of Bnei Noyach. Noyach, a guy, could have bring other birds, not necessarily Yisrael. And this connects beautifully to what Ravun or Argolius and Yitzoy Tzoyris, Le'il, in the Savaches on the base says. The other Gemara mentioned that there's a sheet of the old that in Bama there is Mincha and there is Oifis. So Ravun or Argolius brings this Toys in Chulin that says that all birds were brought to Abomo, or at least brought by Bnei Noach. So says Arun Margolius, according to this, we understand something which is a little hard to understand without the stasis. It says by Noach, that Noach brought to the table from all animals, from the Talmudic animals, he brought two, for each kind, a male and a female. But Mabeima Ta'iro, he brought seven. Why did he bring seven? In order to bring karbonis. So which of my animals that are tar, you could bring karbonis from them. But by oifos, by birds, so if you bring pigeons and doves, you're right, you could bring karbonis from there. But what about all the other kosher birds? You can't bring karbonis from all the kosher birds. So why are the other kosher birds were 7-7? Says the Arun Margolius, but if you're old in the time of Bomo, there could be makriv other oifos. So yeah, that's the pshat that he brought seven of each one because they were roy for karbonis. In the time of Noach, in the time before Beis HaMikdash, you brought to Abama not only the Toyum Neyaino, you brought all birds. And as Rav Huna Margolius, the Rashi's lashon is that noyach ote be makriv mehem korban betzeisoy. What does that have to say betzeisoy? Of course, he's doing him a korban when he leaves the table. To tell you dafka betzeisoy, they were makriv these korbanos, but not afterwards and bein beis hamikdash. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.